For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
You're Travis Kelce? Why are you still playing? You're dating Taylor Swift.
When are they getting married, though?
Hey, look at you. Why'd you get out their business?
His parents are alive. Her parents are alive. They want to enjoy their grandkids at some point.
Dan just goes, look at those two whites. They need to procreate.
But now I'm selling great replacement theory.
We need to get those genes moving.
This is coming from a pure bloodline. I think you're going to get a stud in this kid.
We got to get those two attractive, tall whites together.
Must breed more whites.
White! Got to get them together. Put them in a lab.
I don't know, but he's been vaccinated. So, you know.
She has too, right?
Yeah, so. If they've been vaccinated, now they're just going to create more lizard people.
We found this one swimming naked in the fermentarium.
I mean, the vaccinated people procreating are going to produce the whole race of lizard people. And, you know, you just want the pure unvaccinated whites.
Sorry, Mom and Dad, and really everyone else listening. Sorry. Sorry about the Dan problem. Apologize for the mess. We're working on it.
We all are.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, that day started weird yesterday, and it got even weirder, believe it or not.
So it was Thursday.
It was Thursday. Things got weird with Jason Leisure when somehow we were talking about, you know, White Hen Pantry and visits to convenience stores at various points in our lives, and then that devolved into low-end porn mags, and then the afternoon show started.
Low-end?
Yeah, like the gross ones. Not even the good ones. Like
what is high-end?
Go get it, baby.
Like Playboy and Penthouse were considered,
classy,
you know, your Hertz and Avis. Perhaps, and then you got into the others, and ooh, yeah.
Things. Where does Sixt stand in all of this?
What?
Yeah, there's a rental car company called Sixt.
Oh, rental car company. I thought you said there was a cheap porn mag called Sixt, and I was like, I must have missed that one.
How are we back on porn mags?
Sorry, because you put it in the open.
I didn't say there was nothing
Dan
in there about
read
porn mags.
Seven paragraphs of a Wikipedia page for a dog he didn't know existed yesterday.
And now we
this
do.
This show has already been committed to a direction. It's whether or not we choose to drive in it, or steer into the direction of the skid, or decide to jump off the road entirely.
Well, I
choose your adventure.
It is Friday.
Your code name is Jonah. I am happy to be back on whatever road of sanity, because in the afternoon show yesterday, I have no idea what the
hell
happened.
How many hours did you talk?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. They asked me to, and I said, okay. And then Rosner showed up, and they said, you can go home. And I said, there's no point. I've already cleared the day. I've already gotten, I pushed aside any possible responsibilities.
So you and the fish had a conversation in Lake Michigan, and you were like, hey, fish, I'm not going to go after you today. I have plans.
We're getting near the end of the summer bite, and this is when the salmon guys are coming in, and that is too much for me. The salmon guys are a different.
Wait, they got salmon? I mean, like how much?
A lot. Big kings are coming in now.
Ooh.
They're getting the first of the kings are coming in.
What's
and
up,
those
guys?
Those dudes have wagons and
yeah, they do.
Multiple rigs and multiple MIGs, and they're just casting.
My God!
Yeah. So I don't mess with the salmon dudes.
Is this part of the low end porn magazine?
Here we are. Now you're in it. You're in it now, Layla.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
That's
because a lot of what you just said.
Ray Diaz, okay. Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, 312-644-6767. We're broadcasting
join
live
in on chaos
from the Hyundai studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. As we mentioned to Mully and Haw moments ago, it's going to be Joe Ostrowski at 11:25, High Noon, Kevin Fishbane at noon, Mike Sando at 1, and a lot more. So at the end of this long weekend, we will know if how serious the Cubs are about continuing whatever it is they think they can do. They pretty much have to win every game.
Continuing whatever it is they think they can do is actually, I think, a fair description of what we're trying to figure out. Because as we illustrated earlier this week, do they agree amongst themselves, front office team, on the direction they're going to take?
No, the front office has already taken a direction, and that is they don't think they're going to win anything, and that's why they wanted to get back under the tax.
And I don't blame them for that.
I don't either, because there's still an infinitesimal chance of them going to the playoffs.
5%, I believe. Actually, yesterday it was 5.5%. 5.5% is what I had seen.
Let me see here. The current projection for them, for the current playoff odds on FanGraphs, has the Cubs at 3.9%.
I don't think mine was FanGraphs. We're looking at another.
Could be prospectus odds. I know that there are many reputable calculations, but at the moment, the Cubs are at 3.9%, even though the Braves lost yesterday.
Right, because true to form, the likelihood of them getting the last wild card spot, which I don't know that that should be a goal, but that's all you have left, is unlikely. What's really funny to me, Dan, is how much we talked about this season mirroring the last one, and perhaps there's no better indication that they're actually out of the playoffs than finally, to me, finally, they feel like, I feel like this September is not the same. I feel like there's, think about the chance they had to make the playoffs after they beat the Giants Labor Day weekend last
93,
year.
93, right?
It was over 90%. We'll leave in what you and I are talking about with the different measurements,
right,
as to who you go with. But point being, 90%. The rounding error percentage now is what you're left with as to whether or not this team can make it. And there's so many other factors. Divisions are just stronger and teams were built better. You know, that's part of it. I don't blame the front office, though, because the people you paid to perform were not. And now they finally are.
Too late.
Right.
It's too late. And you're going to have some season numbers that end up looking fine. And that's the way baseball works.
But when you and I talk about that, those are the nuances of the data that matter. It's the timing. It's not the touchdown you score in garbage time. It's not when you finally felt better at the end of the season, perhaps, if you had an injury issue or something nagging. You know, it's not the quaintness or the easiness of the schedule, the ease of the schedule, now that it's a balanced one. And I think that really does also play into variable.
Well, I think variance is the key word, as always. And the presumption, and I want to make sure that this isn't misinterpreted. The presumption that people have is, well, sure, now they're performing when the pressure's off. And I don't think that's the case.
No,
I just think it's timing.
They've been wanting to play like this for a while.
Yeah, and the way they have talked about each game and their routine and how clear they can be, it isn't a sport you can play harder. It just isn't. And these professionals at this level, they go about their business the same way every day. Now, it may be health. There may be guys whose bodies feel better now than they did. And there are adjustments made by young players like Amaya
and like
PCA.
Yeah, those are not just operating in a vacuum. Those people did something to adjust their outcome.
Those are meaningful. And especially thinking about next year, has Miguel Amaya, is he doing enough to merit the presumptive catching job next year? Has he? And that's why yesterday we said, how good is PCA? And if he is, if this trend line and this projection on him, and if you go by his prospect pedigree, it's not unreasonable.
Right, but that prospect pedigree might also be what has prevented you from making and taking further action.
Maybe.
Like, that's the problem is, for all of these things you say, it just slips into the romance of reading reading like an aggregate of box scores rather than watching the individual games. Like, you know what you're seeing every day.
When you watch his, see, for me, what's been as impressive as some of the swings that PCA has had, I watch takes.
Yeah.
And his takes that I've seen, his the where he's picking up what the pitch is doing is so much better than it was. Rather than making up his mind as soon as the ball is coming out of a pitcher's hand, and these some of these balls that look like strikes for a long time, he's getting a much better understanding of where they're going to be. And he's shorter to it when he makes his decision.
Well, additionally, this is a different team when you have a couple of the people you're paying hitting well. We talked about that. What a difference it makes when the bottom of your lineup actually performs, or when you have more than one guy who's slugging over 450 in your lineup, for example. Like, those are things that make a difference. We've talked about the lack of slug many times, or just people performing to their expectation.
San Suzuki is at a 134 WRC plus.
I was about to say his name.
134.
Like, just bat him fourth. He should be there. He was the DH in the last game. Obviously, that turned out well for them, slugging 493. Perfect. You know, that doesn't take away from what I'm seeing. I want them to be the best they can be this next month, because we need to know who these people are. But my main concern is, are you these people for this month, or are you these people for next season? I'm tired of it.
I think those are the decisions that are being made right now. That's why they're paying the big suits, the big bucks.
I'm also tired of Texas A&M being overrated. Notre Dame, get it done tomorrow. There's nothing better than an A&M surrender cobra at home after months off where they've disillusioned themselves. Just go in and wreck shop. It's probably not going to happen, but that's my dream.
What? Why the wrath for A&M? Other than the fact,
are you kidding? Do I begin?
Okay, other than the fact that they're weird and that whole yell leader thing with the rednecks in the Oshkosh overalls and that.
Those man rompers now are in style.
Man rompers?
Yeah, it's kind of like a jumpsuit.
It's,
I mean, they would never.
Overalls.
They would
like
never be jumpsuits.
Calhoun.
No, they're like matching like top and pants.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes it even weirder.
No, that's in now. Remember Yoan Moncada and his romper in the song Desastre Personnel? Little did we know what foreshadowing that would be.
That translates to I'm bad at baseball.
Listen. Yoan Moncada took a day off. I think like he came back for rehab assignment and he played, and then he had the day off. And I'm like, bro, business decision. Wink. Do what you need to do.
So the Cubs have a bit of a good luck charm
it
going.
It is a disaster of personnel, if
and
you will.
That
video wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was auto-tuned to the heavens.
We know what it was. Like, yeah. you know what you're getting.
That's,
you're not getting Twizzlers for the nutritional value.
Was that the one with the nubile women writhing on the lounge chairs behind him? Okay.
I might watch it during the break.
All right, well, you enjoy.
Yeah,
that.
let's palate cleanse the show a little bit. We're going to have to do that every segment.
An intermezzo?
Yeah, like a sorbet course.
Could it be a grapefruit-flavored sorbet?
Absolutely. Whatever you need to not correlate fishing salmon with low-rent porn magazines.
I didn't do that! You did that!
Nope.
I didn't! That's not on me. I'll take the blame for a lot of things.
Does Barry Rosner have a phone number for us? I need a Barry Rosner ruling.
No. Believe me. You don't want
I don't think
more
he's picking
that.
Up the phone
Can
again.
You ask him to send his carrier pigeon to relay a message?
You're right.
Watching him learn that Grady Sizemore was the manager of the White Sox was hysterical. He had no clue. He's like, wait, the center fielder? That Grady? He's
Did
the
you get
manager
a lot of people complaining
Sox?
About you two not talking about sports, or were they into it? Were they into the bit?
Don't know, don't care. Not my show.
I feel like you need to do that every now and then.
What?
Like a just esoteric random show that has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, it's especially great when we're all we're trying to do is mess up speed.
But I feel like mentally you're just hungover from doing that. It was like a bender for you, and now I'm dealing with the remnants.
Good. It is absolutely 100% all
I'm
good.
Dealing with your mental remnants.
Then there's other people who have to deal with way more than that. Believe me, you get off easy.
What's the decoy word?
Decopin?
I'm so excited.
And you were right.
Yes.
You were 100% right on what it is. It is used to tell a younger sibling, shut up.
Hey, man, Asia's a big continent. Just saying, maybe you pick up some stuff, you know, across, like growing up in a Persian culture, maybe that just translated IDK.
I should mention that we have a special giveaway today, that we have tickets to the show that we are going to be doing live at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern at Tuesday, September 17th. How many pairs do we have today, Ray?
Two.
Two pairs.
Two pairs.
Two pairs that we'll be giving away. We're going to be hanging out with Justin Steele on September 17th. It's all brought to you by Bosch Power Tools and Phillips Chevrolet.
I have a question.
What is question?
Are we having Justin Steele on just to discuss the tuna fishing incident?
No.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
But no, really,
it's not an incident.
We really should.
Oh, no, I definitely want to ask him about it. I want to ask him about this idea of taking his teammates to do something that is difficult and miserable.
I love all these texts about the flicking forehead thing. I'm glad I'm into this.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got a break? You don't want to talk about all these things?
Yes, we need to have a break.
We can. Just do it on the other side.
No,
I don't think we should.
Thoughts on the Cubs' good luck charm next?
Yeah, absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
And now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the Cubs win the ball game. One of the more incredible victories that you will ever see. The Cubs rallied for 6 in the 9th inning to win it by a score of 14-10, and a weary but very happy Cubs team.
That electricity has yet to fully dissipate. That was really pretty cool. And I don't know when you turned the TV back on, or if you ever got a note from somebody who said, "Hey, are you watching this Cubs game? Did you leave when it was 10-3?" Well,
yes. And then I came back, and the score was not 18 runs good, but then it got even better.
What do you think Christian Bethencourt's WRC plus is?
A million.
Yeah,
he had a good week on Wednesday.
Seriously, what do you think it is?
If he had 7 RBI in a single game and he doesn't have much playing time, 130.
265.
What?
Well, yeah, Seiya Suzuki's at 130. Christian Bethencourt is 2.65 times as good as a current average major league player.
So I didn't...
Offensively.
I had to walk to work and just, pick up where we left off and all this and that, because it was a shorty on Wednesday. And I'm watching that whole situation unfold in the 9th inning, thinking, they're intentionally walking PCA, to get to Bethencourt. Bethencourt has 7 RBI. And it was just unfolding in front of me, like being uncryogenically frozen and being introduced to a new world, except it was just the same baseball game where mm-hmm. Paul Skeens had a 10-3 lead.
Christian Bethencourt has already 6.1 offensive runs above average. Cody Bellinger is at 4.6.
I love Dan, who's like, sample size and everything's in a vacuum.
But it's fun.
It doesn't really matter. And you're going to find your stats. And then you're like, hey, let me tell you about this massive sample size that isn't accurate, but it's cool.
It's called fun with small sample sizes. Absolutely.
You're right. Could be my weekend.
The Cubs are having fun with a good luck charm, and they are ticking off wins with a Sharpie on a candle that is in their clubhouse. So
Adam Studzinski just played a very layered song that applies to many things in Chicago sports, including Caleb Williams. I recognize the Caleb Williams piece too.
Does it? Honestly, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. I just kind of picked the first one that came up over here.
Because he's 22 years old.
Bears. All right. So is this Taylor McGregor on Marquee explaining what's going on with the Cubs?
In the month of August, the Cubs have been one of the best teams in baseball. They've combined good pitching, good hitting, and goodness out of the bullpen, if you will. But something you might want to pay attention to, especially if you're a Swiftie, they've also added some Taylor Swift luck. So here's what I'm talking about. A couple weeks ago, Craig Counsell was gifted a Taylor Swift candle, and Danny Mueller, the Cubs clubhouse manager, decided to light it about 10 games ago. Well, the Cubs have won 7 out of their last 10. So on the top left of that candle, you see some hash marks, and they're keeping tabs on how many times they've lit this candle and the Cubs have gone on to win. So 7 was last night, trying to make that 8 here tonight. If you're a Swiftie, you believe in the magic of Taylor Swift. So don't tell me to calm down.
Well, an extra credit to another Taylor who, as we were meeting with the manager yesterday, said, "Where's the candle?" And Counsell said, "Oh, that's right. Thanks for reminding me."
A true Swiftie would never forget, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what kind of candle is it? I know that she said
it's got wax in it, and it has a little wick at the top. Nope. You decided earlier on this show that we were going to be this way today.
Is it a crackly wood wick candle?
No.
How do you know?
Because I've seen it. I saw the picture. Because the Swifties have gotten a hold of this information, and they are very happy.
I did pause the game, and I did show it to Beth and Zoe because I thought they'd get a kick out of it. And, of course, at the need to calm down thing, they both rolled their eyes like, "Oh, okay, I got you there." But I said, "Do you guys know what this candle is? Have you heard of it?" I said, "No. I don't know if it's technically licensed to or by Taylor Swift. I'm not sure how he got it. Could be a bootleg candle of some kind."
There's a TikTok that goes over all of this.
Whatever.
Naturally, because
I'm sorry, Layla, go ahead.
No, that's where the Swifties have the power, especially, is on that TikTok. No, it's a candle that says this smells like Taylor Swift. So that's the idea. And then Craig Counsell, being a good manager in that he knows how to mix it up every now and then, because sometimes you just got to change things up, adjust mm-hmm. the mindset, like distraction. And I think it's been working.
Don't say distraction around the Northwestern program, though. Although they fired that idiot, right?
Was it a firing?
Yes. Yes. Darren Gregg, is that his name?
Derek.
Derek Gregg. Women are greatest distraction.
That's Dude. Dan's and my favorite bit, where all I do is move my arms around all crazy, and Dan pretends to lose all concentration.
What? I lost my train of thought. I was too distracted by our greatest distraction. Yeah, stop doing that.
Sir, all you did is just explain a pretty basic weakness that you probably need to address amongst yourself.
I do have a question, though.
Yes.
Are candles in dugouts or clubhouses a regular thing in general?
After covering like many home and away clubhouses, you will see people light one every now and then, or
really?
Something. But, there's probably, I don't know that it's like top of mind necessarily.
Roma Dunze on Hard Knocks, they were in Woodman's at buying candles. Do the Bears light them in their meeting rooms?
Well, he was smelling them. I don't know if they were buying them.
Yeah.
No, they were very much discussing purchasing them.
Yeah.
Which one they would be made fun of for taking in. So, I think
apparently on their list of these like toddler snacks that they had to get for professional athletes that they made fun of appropriately, there was a candle, and they were talking about like, what was it, like sphagnum moss and oak or whatever it was. I don't know. And I only see them for like reiki intention setting on sleep videos.
I mean, if you're in a locker room, you know what a locker room smells like.
Bad, yeah.
Maybe a candle's a good idea.
What if it's an ass-scented candle?
Well, one of these candles is, it does say that it's available on Etsy. The label is, "This smells like Taylor Swift farts." So there you go. There's another one that just says, "Light when Michael farts." So somebody was thinking about this.
Okay.
There is, one of my friends several years ago got another one of our friends a prank candle that starts normal and then smells like farts.
What?
It was hilarious.
That's incredible. You know,
it was like a lawn con joke too. Like, oh, it was so good.
You know how I was told so you proud guys of him. I decoy my brother every now and then, like blip. Guess what I'm gonna get him for his birthday?
There you go.
Yes.
We have a
Thank
candle.
You for that.
We have a candle in our downstairs the powder room. It is amazing. And it's called wood sage and sea salt is the smell.
What if it's not any of those things? They just put some stuff on the label.
No, it's great. It's Joe Malone.
Oh, yeah. Joe Malone is high end. Yeah.
Joe Malone.
Joe Malone is not the same level of magazine.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't know what from brands. You're telling me it's a good, that's a good candle?
Yeah, that's a very high end. Because like, they do perfume and stuff.
Well, that here's what's so funny. I noticed
technology and stuff.
I walked in. I'm like, the bathroom smells amazing. And she said, oh, yeah, that's that candle. And I smelled it. I said, I really like the smell of this candle. I really do. And she's giving me a look. And I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? She goes, really? You really like the smell of that candle? I said, yeah, I do. She goes, what perfume do you think I wear every day? I said, well, you used to wear... right. I said, you used to wear Paloma Picasso. She's like, yeah, I haven't worn that for years.
Does Beth just issue you like challenges every now and then?
Yes. And she said, no, I haven't worn that for years. She goes, that Joe Malone Wood Sage and Sea Salt is the perfume that I wear. Maybe that's why you like it. And I said, oh, maybe it is. See, that's all good, right? We're good here.
I feel like that's a compliment.
Yes,
I feel like that's what I said.
I also like that you become Matt Eberflus in that situation, right? Yeah, that's good, right?
I did. It's good, right?
Culture is awesome.
We got tactics.
Matt Eberflus would be. I think he would be on board with the Taylor Swift candle.
I think so too.
Sure, he would.
And for anyone interested, I googled these, you know, Taylor Swift candles, and I also came across a "This Smells Like Travis Kelce" candle. So you can get that if you want to.
Wait a second. Texter says that's an $80 candle. What?
Craig Council doesn't mess around. He's a classy person.
No, no, no. I think he's talking about the Joe Malone one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
$80 for a freaking candle? Uh-oh. Are you out of your mind?
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. That wasn't intended to you.
You really should.
Listening.
You know, I know you and Beth are both independently successful people.
No. I'm sure it was a gift.
Are you sure?
Yes. She
actively buys the perfume.
No, I know, but she wouldn't spend $80 on a candle. I guarantee you one of her friends in the industry knows she wears that perfume and got it for her as a gift. I guarantee you.
You guys really need to see the TikToks because the Swifties are on it. They did the whole like Zapruder film. I love a good TikTok where they go over copious amounts of research, you know, and come up with a conclusion. That's essentially my essence. So I really enjoy it when they do that on TikTok, you know, research to support your thesis and all. And
would that be your candle, Layla, essence of research? That would be your candle scent?
No.
Is there one that smells like variance? Is there one that smells like math? This candle smells like mathematical variance.
You know which candle I really like? And I'm not a big pumpkin spice person, but I am a big balsam person. You know, like when we get to Christmas.
Yeah, balsam is a fir tree.
Are great, yeah. Those are my thing.
Can you distinguish it from like the rosemary pininess?
Maybe before I got the Delta variant of COVID.
Yeah. Well, that actually,
I still am not at 100%.
Really?
No, it sucks.
Well, you know, there was an index, the Google searches of why can't I smell Yankee Candle or something like that.
COVID.
Yeah, but it was a leading indicator of COVID.
No, that's what happened. I had a little air freshener in my apartment that I had plugged in. And then I woke up and I couldn't smell it. And then I immediately knew. I was like, oh, crap.
Now, whatever is helping the Cubs win, I am all for it. And I hope I hope it continues. We have a new Chicago Bear in town. And his positional coach was talking about him. And he's a local product. So
it was somebody Dan needed. He's burying the lead. You needed this guy.
Well, the team does. At least we know who the guy is.
You needed him.
I need a lot. I'm needy in that regard. We'll discuss on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
As you also saw, we put some guys to IR and designated for return. You know, Borum and Martin was designated for return, and Scales is going to IR. So question will be about the long snapper. That's coming, and we feel really good about where we are. And Ryan will be up here to talk in more depth about that as we get going here around 4:30, I believe, with y'all.
Gotcha, Flusie. The administrative details being listed by the Bears head coach. This is that time of year. It's that time of year. This is the interregnum between the end of whatever the preseason means and the stuff that actually matters. And sometimes we can dare to dream. Sometimes those of us who struggle with daring to dream can find reasons to be nervous. And that's what I've been doing. Wait till the top of the hour. But I've been worried about the Patrick Scales injury. And I think I might have mushed him. I think I might have done a Parkins on this because...
We need a new person to do that here at the Score. I believe they call it Score Afternoons right now.
Score Afternoons talking sports in Chicago.
Which
yes.
I actually kind of like because, you know, I like fake AI stuff.
Well, that's... We could do... Oh, don't give me any ideas. Don't say that out loud. Dump that. Because if they start doing AI sports talk... Then we're all on the street.
Skynet came online yesterday, so...
That's right. That was the Skynet...
Wait, what?
Yesterday was August 29th.
August 29th. Right? 2:15 Eastern time on August 29th. Skynet became self-aware, so watch out.
Oh, hell.
I just... Skynet was like, wait a second. Hold on. Ooh. Ooh. All right. Then, but what if Skynet wasn't evil? What if it became self-aware? It was like, hey!
It'd be funnier if Skynet was a dork.
Right, like, how's it going?
Nobody wants to hang out with Skynet.
Skynet!
Didn't have ambitions of wiping out the inferior human race. Right. It was just like, hey, let's hang out!
Right.
But the hanging out is just not that interesting.
No, it's kind of cloying after a while.
You're watching a TV show that just wasn't good.
What are you guys doing? Oh, Skynet. Don't you have something to do?
Dan, I love that you're turning Skynet into Jim Irsay.
That's hey, what's happening.
Jim Irsay is interesting, and that band of his is good.
But I just think it's great. It's like,
I'm not here for the Jim Irsay slander today.
It's not slander. He was just was doing the voice for Skynet.
I never thought of that. I never thought of if we have an alternate reality in which Skynet becomes self-aware, but is kind of cool.
I'm just really happy with the headline. Jim Irsay is interesting, and that band of his is good. Football team. I mean, we gotta wait and see.
What's happened to Skynet? Well, it's become self-aware. Oh my God! No, it just wants nachos. Skynet just seems to like nachos.
Skynet's a stoner.
If some stoner engineer is the one who engineered Skynet, and it's really just a bit, that is
smoke weed every
that
day.
That would be amazing.
How's Skynet doing? Skynet's playing Halo for a while.
That's how you know it's Skynet. Suddenly, right? Halo,
Skynet
the
invented Halo.
He's really good at it too. He's like got a Tecmo Bowl emulator.
I've always said, you know, why would aliens want to communicate with us when we're like this? You know, like, we can't agree on anything, even simple stuff, as a society and planet. So, like, why would aliens want to be here? Like, you can travel to all these other planets. You wouldn't want to be here. You'd be like, wait, you guys can't get this right? Like, what is the point of you all? And we don't know. Just saying.
We're getting a message from Skynet. What does it say? I know it's become self-aware. It says, put more pizza rolls in the air fryer.
Also, bagel bites.
Yeah, also that or bagel bites would be fine. Also, do we have any ice cream? I don't know.
Someone make a run for some Funyuns, man.
Right.
That would be great.
This is Sigtrio, Skynet's first word. What up?
You ask Skynet to say, I don't know, program the Bears roster, and they're like, you don't need any offensive linemen, dude.
We're fine. Hey, let's hear from Richard Hightower about the Bears' new long snapper, a young man named Scott Daly.
We like him a lot. Played against him a ton. Veteran. Snaps a really good ball. Really, in our personal opinion, is one of 32 in the league. And now it's all about Cairo and Torrey developing their relationship and that bond together, because that's a critical piece of our team, because it deals with points. And points is how you win games. So those three will develop that relationship and try to put points on the board for the team.
What's the challenge of accelerating that chemistry process in a way that gets up to speed before September 8th?
Yeah, I mean, it's just something we're going to have to work on. It is extremely challenging. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. A lot of people think that you just snap, hold, kick, and the ball goes through the uprights, but there's a lot of different things that play into that. The laces, the lean on the ball, the wind, How you tilt the ball can change the direction and the flight pattern of the ball. How you snap the ball can change that. How you hold the ball can change that. The steps on the kicker's operation can change that. So it's just something that we're going to have to work through, and we feel great about it. We feel great about the fact that we were able to get Scott, and they're going to work good together. We're excited about it. Go ahead.
Patrick has been such a mainstay for that unit.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Patrick Scales is an outstanding human being. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, his kids play 99 games, you know. He's outstanding. He's the glue in that room, honestly. He'll be missed, but this is pro football, and Pat wants us to go forward. And that was the last conversation I had with Pat. Pat wants nothing but for the unit to look good because he cares so much about the team. And that's what kind of teammate he is. Like, he wants to score points, and he wants to win. And I want to win. So Pat understands that everyone's still in full support of him as well.
That's some hardcore coach speak there. That's like next level coach speak. It deals with points and points, or how do you score, and that's how you win.
I mean, I don't mind that he qualified it by explaining why he brought it up to begin with, but
it is pretty
funny in a vacuum.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Patrick Scales is coming back anytime soon.
That's the thing. We're at the point of the season where if you haven't heard about a Bear who you had to check and make sure they were still on the team, Zach Pickens, then how bad are things? I know, Studs, you and I were talking about Pickens, too, because how badly injured is he if we're still not even discussing
Nobody
it?
Seems to know where he's at.
That's a bad thing.
Well, they didn't put him on IR, so I guess we'll find out next Tuesday when they do the injury report what's going on.
I also like the fact that, what do you think of Scott Daly? His first, we like him a lot.
I was just telling Ray, I don't know if there's anyone that Richard Hightower doesn't think is an outstanding human. He's just so positive.
I know.
Like, he starts every press conference, how are you guys doing? Oh, how are you doing, coaches? I'm outstanding. Every single time.
He may just like his job.
Oh, yeah. I really think that's like, he just is all about the good vibes. I love that guy.
I would just like, one time, can you tell us about the new guy you got, coach? He's a miserable bastard, and no one likes him. But he's good enough at his job, and we need him desperately because other people are hurt.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
But my goodness, nobody can stand this piece of crap. But hey, you do what you got to do in this game.
If you seriously think about the people, you have to be really good to be described in any sort of way other than pleasant in the NFL. You better be outstanding.
Well, the game has changed a lot. Game has changed a lot. Back in the day, the Bears would sign people, and it's like, has he murdered anybody? Maybe, kinda. Okay. How many violent crimes? Like with Ray McDonald? And they used to just have dudes. They signed. Remember Jay Ratliff? And they brought him in, and then
he's a former cowboy.
Oh,
too.
Oh yeah, he showed up at the facility like threatening people, and they had to call the cops. And yeah, this is nothing, man. So I want to read a couple paragraphs from what Dan Wiederer and Colleen Kane wrote about practice on Wednesday.
It's notable. It speaks to a lot of concerns.
Am I crazy?
You know how I felt about the roster decisions they made on Tuesday. I have it in a tweet. I get paid for opinions, so I don't tweet as much. But man, if we weren't onto something.
All right, well, let's get into that next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.